Hey! Show the prisoner who now stands before you was caught red-handed showing feelings of an almost human nature. This will not do.
Call the schoolmaster! I always said it come to no good.
Fills me with the urge to defecate! That was Pink Floyd. Next is Christian Jukotnat with Andenti. That was Christian Jukotnat. Next is Bergman Rock with Nordic Depp.
Thank you. We think it's gonna carry us away.
That was Carl Bartis. Next is The Gem with Thick as Thieves.
Thank you. How very much I've loved you. How very much I've tried my best to give you the good life. But in spite of all of that I've tried, a handful of our people, with their lives, have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only we're in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was said by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. Almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom, suffers violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let's die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and as Jack Beam often said, I don't know where he's at right this moment. Where's Jack? He said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. Because what's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. I'm telling you just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do. And he will do it. He'll do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, even. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like they used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen. And there's no way, no way we can survive. Anybody? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we are going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We'd like to get the people who cause this stuff, and if some people here are prepared to know how to do that, to go in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Yes, Christine.
Is it too late for Russia?
Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They've gone with their guns. And it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I've always put my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. And they say, I don't have to take the blame for this. But I don't live that way. They said, deliver up Ujjar, who tried to get the man back here. Ujjar, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and lying on him and trying to break up this family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujjar? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived with for all, and I'll die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine, and I appreciate you've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got to see two sides of one issue, two sides of a question. What those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make the Russians not accept us. When they get through lying, they told so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I said let's make an airlift to Russia. That's what I said. I don't think nothing is impossible.
Well, how are we going to
believe it?
How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
No, they did. They gave us the code that they let us know of an issue, not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. They give us a code. You can check on there and see if it's on the code. You can check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately, otherwise we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living this treachery. I have never, 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 never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law and do in their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. Christine, it's not worth living like this. Not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20-yard. That's a small
20-yard.
Come 20-yard. What year?
20-yard. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think it'll go down.
You don't think it'll go down? I wish I could tell you you were right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, Debbie Blakey for the murder, of his mother, and he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly a plane without a pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about the plane for us to go to Russia.
To Russia. You think Russia's going to want... No, not going to... You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We had some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my faith.
Well, everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet that didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for a change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it. 1,200 people's lives in my hands, and I certainly don't want your life in my hand. But I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. Once I have to pay, I'm standing with you, Jara. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. My attorney says detach myself. No. I never detached myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. Maybe the next time you get to go to Russia, the next time around. What I'm talking about now is in the dispensation of judgment. This is the revolutionary, suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call. We will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them, see if they'll take us.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
But I look at our babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree.
You know?
But also they deserve, what's more, they deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I laid down my life practically. I've practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while. But it's still not the kind of peace that I want to give you. So, the person's a fool that continues to say that you're a winner when you lose. Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. Who said that? Come on up and speak it again, honey. Come up and say it about it. Talk about it. It's taken off. No plane is taken off. It's suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody ought to. Somebody. Can they talk? Can they not talk to San Francisco? See, the Stone does not get by with this infamy. This is infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. To have us destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated. We let them, the enemy, defeat us.
Did you see I live to fight no more forever?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you not have some sense of pride and victory in that man? He would not subject himself to the will and whim of people who tell that they're going to come in whenever they please and push into our house, come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. Is that living? That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I sought.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped to rest. If they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped to rest.
It's over, sister. It's over. We've made that day. We made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day. That's what I mean.
We win when we go down. Tim Stone has nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Then he'll destroy himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator. I'm speaking as a prophet today. I wouldn't step in this deep and talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. If there's any way to call back, the immense amount of damage is going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. And you can't either, Christine, if you stop and think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think as an individual, I have a right to...
You do, and I'm listening.
What I think, what I feel, and I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not criticizing. I'm not doing it. What's that? Today, that's what 20 people said today with their lives.
I think I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking it from you. I'm not taking it from you.
Christine, you're only standing here because he was here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
Voice back there, she has much right to speak to anybody else too. What'd you say, Luby? You'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you don't die. You'll regret it.
Too many people.
I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, I was a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world.
Peace, peace.
I'm not talking to her. Will you let her let me talk?
You talk.
Would you make her sit down and let me talk while I'm on the floor, or let her talk?
Probably tell the leader what to do. It really is. I've listened to you. You asked me about Russia. I'm right now making a call to Russia. What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. If Russia gives me one slight bit of encouragement, I just now instructed them to go there and do that.
You would be no fucking good in Russia, goddammit!
All right, now everybody, hold it. We didn't come. Hold it.
Much longer to maintain. To lay down your burdens. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take our life right now. He hadn't taken it. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I don't want to see this, Christy. Because they got to shoot me to get through to some of these people. I'm not letting them take your job. Can you let them take your job? What's that?
You mean you want to see John, the little one that keeps...
I want to see... Peace.
Are you saying that you think he takes more of them than other children here?
John,
that's
John,
what you're saying?
What you're acting. Do you think I'd put John's life above others? If I put John's life above others, I wouldn't be standing with his jaw. I'd send John out, he could go out on the driveway tonight.
Oh, because he's young. They're young.
I know, but he's no different to me than any of these children here. He's just one of my children. I don't prefer one above another. I don't prefer him above you, Jara. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you'd done something wrong, I'd stand with you. If they wanted to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
And we're all ready to go. If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the brothers are with me.
For months I've tried to keep this thing from happening, but I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us. That we lay down our lives in protest against what's being done. That we lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people. Who walked out of here today? Did you notice who walked out? Mostly white people. Mostly white people walked. I'm so grateful for the ones that didn't, those who knew who they are. But there's no point to this. We are born before our time. They won't accept us. And I don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered, because if they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever. I have no quarrel with you coming up. I like you. I personally like you very much.
People get hostile when you try to...
Oh, well, some people do. But just some people do. Put it that way. I'm not hostile. You had to be honest, and you stayed, and if you'd wanted to run, you'd have run with them, because anybody could have run today, they would have wanted to. I know you're not a runner. And I your life's precious to me. It's as precious as John's. And I do with weight and justice and judgment. I've weighted against all evidence.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
What comes now, folks? What comes now?
Everybody hold it.
Stay peace. What's coming? Don't let it. Just take Dwyer on down to the East House.
Everybody be quiet, please.
So you've got some respect for our lives.
That means sit down.
I know. I tried so very, very hard. We're trying over here to see what can happen in Los Angeles. Who is it? Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about you, Jara. I said Dwyer. Nobody gonna take you, Jara. I'm not letting them take you, Jara. Gather in, folks. It's easy. It's easy. Yes, my love.
At one time, I felt just like Christine felt. But after today, I don't feel anything, because the biggest majority of the people that left here were white. And I know it really hurt my heart. Because
broke your heart, didn't it?
It broke my heart to think that all these years that these white people have been with us, and they're not a part of us. So we might as well end it now, because I don't see...
Talking, the congressman has been murdered.